Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Are you a musician looking for session work but don't know where to begin?
In this episode, we're exploring the world of studio musicians, so let's dive right in.
Welcome to Bridge the Atlantic's B-Sides, a show where we share material that doesn't quite fit in with our weekly interview series. Here on B-Sides, we focus on empowering musicians and all creatives to craft careers by arming you with the tools you need to make it in the entertainment industry. So if you're new here, consider subscribing.
We're your hosts, music web designer Ross Barbersmith from Scotland, owner of Electric Kiwi, where we create awesome custom websites for bands, artists, and musicians.
And I'm singer-songwriter Marcio Novelli from Canada. When I'm not making music or doing this show, I'm producing records and directing music videos. Speaking of which, if you'd like to work together, just hit me up on any of my socials.
Before we jump in, we just want to let you know that we are on Patreon and you can become a Bridger from as little as $1 per month. You'll gain access to our exclusive encore series featuring never-before-seen videos with our guests, and your support will allow us to keep bringing you weekly videos here at Bridge the Atlantic.
That's right. And finally, if you head on over to our website, you can pick up one of our exclusive Bridge Atlantic shirts available in several different colors. Use the coupon code BTARocks to receive 20% off your order. So go check it out.
Don't say we're not good to you. So, as we mentioned, we're going to talk about studio work, studio musicians, session work in this episode. And I think a good place to start is really just kind of exploring how you can get sessions, how to kind of get your foot in the door, I suppose.
And there's really not like one way. I think that, some people actually go like they're on like a list of potential musicians when it comes to, having an in on a record label, but I think another way to do it is just networking, meet other musicians, because you never know who's going to need someone to play something, especially if you play an instrument that not a lot of people play, especially if you if you're classically trained and you play like a stringed instrument such as violin or cello. That's definitely always in need. I know I always I don't play those instruments, but I love them on my songs, on my albums. So I always bring in a cello player, a violinist. I'm a musician. I write and play everything on my records except drums. So that's something I always bring in. So I remember for myself how I knew who to bring in was not just people I had known, but also through other people who they had known. So I guess having an in with other musicians, but also maybe connecting with recording studios is a good idea, because they constantly have people in needing something. So I think if I'd maybe give three, I would say connect with other musicians, make yourself known in and around recording studios in your town, and three, maybe start making some covers or something of other people's songs, or just having your work available online for people to start associating you with what you do, whether that's singing and you want to do session work, or you're a drummer, or like I said, it doesn't matter the instrument. Just making it known that you do that, and that you're willing to do session work, because just because you have yourself out there, people might even know I'd be willing to do some session work with some people or some guest spots, but really I haven't made that known in the world, so I don't know how many people actually know that.
Yeah, definitely. I think that having that online presence that has examples of what you do online is great. But like you said, it's really important to actually kind of advertise the fact that you are available for hire, and, the kind of projects that you want to work on, because that's going to really just help people realize if you're available or not, for example. But I think it's also important to think about, if you are hiring a session musician, what do you need to give them in order to give them the tools that they need to make the session successful.
Yeah, I know, speaking as someone who, like I said earlier, I do bring in some session musicians, particularly drummers and some classically trained musicians. For me, I'm always told, give me the songs as soon as possible. So, if they know it, if they're really disciplined, I'll get into that in a minute. But I think providing them with your material as soon as possible. And oftentimes, I'm a musician who really likes to give some people freedom. So if they come into the studio, I'm like, bring your input in. I really love that. But I actually find it's interesting that most session musicians, at least in my experience, have said, no, no, just tell me what you want. You know what I mean? And then so basically what they seem to want, what I would want too, is about 90% do this, with about 10% of like what they're thinking too, you know, because some musicians, as someone who's a songwriter, I forget that not all musicians are songwriters. You know, some people are just fantastic players and have some intuition there, but they're not writers. So guiding them, you know, it's your project. So, you know, I will let them know, one, I will give them the material as soon as I can to get familiar with it. And two, I will tell them, this is what I'm looking for, you know, in advance. And then when they're in the studio, you got to be very clear and direct what you need, because it's not fair to the musician if you just tell them, no, that's not what I want. But they're like, well, what do you want? So you have to learn. And as someone who's not a drummer, it's not always easy. But if you're working with the right people, they'll get a kick out of you pretending to play drums and telling them what you want, which is what I do.
Well, Marcio, can I just tell you the one thing I heard is that inside every singer is a frustrated drummer. I was told that at college. Yeah,
I like that. I like that. So yeah, so guide them, but also don't tell them 100% what to do. You know, they are still musicians, and do allow, like, I would say even 90-10 is fair. You know, it is your project. Tell them 90% what to do and allow 10% of for them to bring a little something to the table, because it might end up elevating your song well beyond what you thought it could be.
Yeah, and I think some examples of what not to do if you're a session musician is kind of the opposite of what you said. So you've said, you know, a lot of people want you to provide the songs in advance. That's great, but they have to make sure that they learn the songs.
Yes.
And kind of know what they're getting into. I know you've got some examples you're going to bring up in just a sec, but when I was at college, one of the classes we had to do was session work, and I remember going into a session that was my session, and no one learned the songs. So we were basically there. We had like set time. You know, it was as if it was the real world, as if we were paying for studio time. We had this block of time, and that was what, you know, we had available. Because people didn't learn the songs, we didn't get the stuff done. So we had to then rebook the time. If that's a real world setting and you're paying for that studio, you know, that's not fair. So I know this kind of leads similar.
I've had
to
that, yeah. I've had a situation where I brought a musician in, more than one musician in, and it was just interesting to see the contrast of, you know, one of the musicians, you know, they both asked for material in advance, and one musician came in and didn't even listen to a single song. So we had to spend the time in the recording studio, which is not cheap. That recording studio time, quite expensive. It ate into not only my budget, but my time to teach song by song, you know. And it's not like I could have just said, okay, go off and learn it yourself and we'll do something else. There was not much else we could do. I needed the foundation. I needed the drums there, because we had already done our scratch tracks. I already recorded, you know, the scratch vocals and guitars and everything. I needed the other instruments. But, you know, on the flip side, I've had musicians come in and they are more prepared than I even think than even expected them to be, with some ideas to bring to the table and everything. But with the willingness to be like, okay, yeah, I'll try that instead. And it just made things go three times as fast. Like we're able to just fly through the things, leaving more time for, you know, my parts and for, most importantly, the vocals, right? So don't be that person that is not prepared, because you're not going to be called back again, no matter how great of a drummer you are.
Exactly.
I was just going to say, which one would you bring back? Anything. Yeah.
Like, which one would you bring back, obviously, out of those?
Yeah, and I have, the one that was prepared, because they're fantastic too.
Yeah. Awesome. So hopefully you found this episode useful, whether or not you are going into the studio or you're looking to be a session musician. Mm-hmm. We'd love to hear what you think. But as for us, you can find us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Don't forget to visit our website and pick up one of our shirts while you're there.
This episode was brought to you by Social Surge, your source for social media marketing and online promotion. All links are in the description, so please check them out, because they do what, Russ?
They keep the show alive.
They sure do.
And if you would like to sponsor the show, visit patreon.com/bridgetheatlantic. We recently updated our rewards, which now include sponsorship at the start of our interviews, an opportunity for you to co-host an episode of Bridge the Atlantic, and of course, gain access to our new Encore series. Make sure to subscribe on YouTube so you don't miss any episodes, and leave us a comment and let us know what you think of this show.
Yeah, we always say hi. We always respond to every comment you leave, so don't be shy. I think that's it for B-Sides, though. We'll be back with a brand new interview and plenty more B-Sides in the future. So stay tuned and subscribe.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.